While the community of Mangaung is on the edge of their seats, awaiting for judgment to be delivered by the Free State High Court in the battle between who deserves to be the service provider for Makufe, I will be having a conversation with the applicant, who is the director of the DS Consortium, Mosadi Gobo, and he will be explaining the motive behind his urgent court application. Mosa, what's your reaction to yesterday's hearing?
Before I actually respond to that question, I think it's important that I put a disclaimer. You must have been aware that I completely didn't take any interviews about the case, as our papers were still being exchanged between my counsel and the first and the second respondent's counsel. So then the intention was not to create something that may be used against our case in the court of law. I'm putting that disclaimer. Secondly, I will also refrain from using both the department's name as well as the winning bidder's name. I will refer to them as the first respondent, which is the department in this instance, and then the second respondent would be the winning bidder. My reaction was that from yesterday's case, that we had a very good argument to place in front of the court. We argued mainly based on the merit of the case, whereas the first and the second respondent were focusing on the agency, which is what we expected. Anyway, we also gave reasons why we had to come to court on the dates that we came to court to file our urgent application. In short, I'm pleased with the case that we presented in front of the judge. As I said earlier to someone, that I pity the judge because he has to take this decision that will affect either way the people of the province.
What are you hoping will be the verdict?
Look, naturally, as an applicant, I would expect the case to go in my favor. But yesterday's case was not about winning or losing. It was about setting the record straight. It was about being a voice for the voiceless. It was about educating people that when we bid and we submit formidable bid, the fair process must be conducted for a fair outcome. We are naturally people who would say, ah, if I didn't get it, it's okay, without actually understanding why we did not get it. Was the process fair and so on? So that was my reason for actually submitting this document to start in the first instance, because I feel that the process was not fairly conducted by the first respondent.
What would you say will be a reasonable remedial action should a court's judgment favor you?
When we filed, the intention honestly was not to stop Makufe from happening. But I think the judge, with his experience, will find a favorable judgment for all parties involved. When I say all parties involved, I mean the 9 bidders who bidded for this, for the people of the Free State, particularly Mangaung residents, as well as our artists, our local artists in this province. I hope the judge makes his judgment considering all those elements.
I think the big question here is, why did you apply for the interdiction days after you found out that the second respondent has been awarded the tender?
Truth be told, the bid specification requested us to quote on certain things. When you mentioned that dates were given to us in the bid document, every bidder, at least that's what I hope, responded based on the specification. Now, you must keep that in mind, that the second respondent already had his own event that was planned on those particular dates at a particular venue, one venue. Now, when the award was done through advert, you know, we have not seen the appointment letters yet or the SLA, through the adverts that we have seen, the lineup is exactly as per the second respondent event that he had advertised prior. The venue is completely different from what we had bid at on. Like my counsel said yesterday to the judge, it's like someone says there's a tender out for putting up a dam or building a dam at Kai River, for example. Here's the specs and so on. Come awarding of the tender, then the client says, no, you take the same tender, but you are building a dam at Orange River. That can be how things are approached, both in our provincial government or in any other state entity. What we quoted on was completely, or still is very completely different from what we are seeing happening, from the date to the venues and so many other things are different from what we did on. And we find it to be an unfair process.
Do you have any closing remarks?
The closing remark is that it is not our intention for the judge to interdict Makhufe, but it is in the interest of all of us, people in business, artists, the Mangaung community, that processes are done fairly. Processes must not be done in such a way that suit a particular company or person or so on. It will then make the whole process of bidding to be questionable. We want process to be fair.
And that was the director of the DS Consortium, Mosadi Kobo.